This feels very, very strange, because I normally write my words instead of speaking them, and I'm really not comfortable doing public speaking, and even though I'm sat in my living room in a little cotton town in Lancashire, it still feels like public speaking. My name's Louise. I tweet a lot under at Lulu K. I think I've almost hit 30,000 tweets. And I came across Quakebook because of a couple of people who I have enormous amount of respect for. Digital Dales on Twitter and Cyberdoyle on Twitter. I very much suspect that when a little startup called Twitter came into being over in California 5 years ago, I very much doubt that they thought that it would be a catalyst to collect people together, to allow them to cross geographical boundaries, to come together to help people. Quakebook is doing exactly that. From very, very tiny little seeds of ideas have come amazingly profound stories from the excerpts I've read, but also pretty epic contributions from some pretty major authors and commentators. To come together and build something which can be downloaded, which will be read by very many people around the world, and which, from which all proceeds will be going to actually help real people over in Japan. I, like everybody else, studied geology and geography at school, and I learned about tectonic plates, and I learned about the Pacific Ring. And it didn't really mean very much until a couple of weeks ago when I discovered the power of those plates and what happens when they move, and when they move very drastically. It feels like an awful long way away, I think, to very many people. But for those of us who are slightly fascinated with Japan's culture and way of life and history, also very shocking. I think that Quakebook is trailblazing the way for projects that will come together across boundaries and break them down and will lead the way for other people to follow. But for the moment, we need as many people as possible to buy Quakebook. Thank you.